Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I
Dr. Dupree, I'm sorry.
No problem, Don. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
We are live, and this showing me a whole new format here that I never seen before. So you can go ahead and get started.
Sounds good.
All right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Eagles of Light Hour. It's Apostle Marcus Dupree with the Prophet Celine Dupree. We thank God for the moment and opportunity that we have. We want to say Happy Memorial Day to each and every one out there, all the veterans out there, for all those who have served our country and put their life on the line daily for us, and just in the spirit of this country. We thank God for you, and we appreciate you all that you've done, given up. You know, some have gone and didn't come back. Some have gone, lost limbs, and just have given the time and come, you know, deal with a lot of things after the fact, too. So we appreciate you all. Thank you for, just want to say thank you for all that you have done and those who are still doing right now. Let's begin to pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. Thank you for this moment that we have to be in your presence tonight. Thank you as you downloaded to us, Lord God, what your heart and your mind is right now for this hour and this time. Speak to us, Lord God, as we're open to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We thank you right now for this opportunity, Lord God, to embrace your presence, Lord God. Lead us, guide us in all truth, Lord God, that we should truly hear, adhere, and receive that which is speaking into the church tonight. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord God. You say, let he that have an ear hear what the Spirit is saying. So, Lord God, thank you for the impact of your word tonight. Thank you for change happening. Thank you for breakthroughs going forth in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. And so, Lord, we thank you for the impact. Thank you for the power. Thank you for your glory. Lord God, as you release into this hour, Lord God, thank you for the change that shall come forth, Lord God, because your word is sharp, powerful, alive, sharp, powerful, and then sharp and powerful than into a sword. And we thank you, Lord God, for the power that's going to be released in this time, this hour, that's going to cause us to be ignited in our spirit, in our faith, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that will cause us to embrace your presence, Lord God, like never before. In Jesus' name, do what you desire to do, Lord God, as we go forth or tonight. Thank you for, Lord, your love. It's never ending. Lord, your love is from everlasting to everlasting. So we thank you that your love just never runs out, Lord God. We thank you in advance for what you're about to do. Speak your heart tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you. I just decrease as you increase in me, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you. Increase as I decrease. Increase as I decrease, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Increase once again, Lord God, as I decrease in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I submit myself to your authority, submit myself to your power, submit myself to your will. Lord, do what you desire to do tonight. Lord God, have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, give you honor and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In the house, amen. And once again, thank God for the opportunity to be on tonight for this special Memorial Day edition. But, more than anything, this is a time for the word to come forth. And I want to ask you, turn with me in your Bibles, amen, to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12. All right. Hebrews chapter 12. We'll be starting at verse 1. Here we go. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He considered him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest he be wearied and faint in your minds. Glory to God. So, we'll stop there. And once again, tonight, we're going to, the subject for tonight is, I'm sorry, hold on a second. Tonight, we will talk about, sorry, I'm on the wrong page here. Amen. Tonight, we'll talk about the power and season of realignment. The power and season of realignment. The power and the season of realignment. Amen. We thank you for this opportunity to hear what the Spirit is saying. Now, this word alignment, before we get into realignment, let's talk about the word align. Align means to arrange things so that they form a line or in proper position. To arrange things so that they form a line or are in proper position. It also means to change something so that it agrees with or matches something else. To change something so that it agrees with or matches something else. It also means to join a group that is supporting or opposing something. To join a group that is supporting or opposing something. So those three definitions, once again, the first one is to align means to arrange things so that they form a line or are in proper position. then the next one is to change something so that it agrees with or matches something else. To join a group that is supporting or opposing something. All right. So now when we come to the word realignment, quite simply, to do it again. That which was, we have gotten away, we come back and do it again. So now we see where something is realigned, is put back in place once again. So that's just a short form of the word realignment, but but we see actually what God is speaking in this hour is truly, it's time for us to, and it's a season that's here for us to come get some things back in realignment, realign some things that need to be realigned, bring some things back to its original state. There's some things we've allowed to get away or get out of its place, and we have to bring some things back in place. You know, sometimes we allow some people in our lives that shouldn't have been in our lives, so we have to realign some things, you know what, in that realignment, we have to cut some ties. That's just a little short version of that. But, amen, we thank God for his word that's going to give us clarity and give us exactly what we need to bring forth in this hour. Amen, because truly this is a seed, this is a the power, the benefits of realignment. Sometimes we look at realignment as a bad thing. Oh, I'm all outside the will. You don't necessarily have to be outside the will for some realignment to happen or is needed. Sometimes some things change along the way. And sometimes God has to allow some things to happen to bring us back or bring us to that place of his will. There's no will besides the will of God, because he has permissive will, and you know, people, you know, it's a permissive will, but at the same time, the will of God is just the will of God. We just have to, when we have to break, and sometimes when some things happen, you know, they will cause some things to change or cause some things to have to be recalibrated, you know. But at the same time, God's will for our life never changes. He always wants us to prosper. He always wants to be in health, even as a soul prosper. He wants to have the desires of our heart. He always wants us to go forward. God's desire for us never changes. For those who may need to call in, and the floor is open to you, you won't have any prayer requests or comments, or I just may have an interjection of where God give you an aha moment. Amen. The number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. So once again, we're talking about the power and the season of realignment. There's power that comes in realignment because where you have been part of it out of alignment in some cases where being out of alignment, it actually cut the power off. If a cord, a line, say for instance, electrical cord is broken, because something got out of alignment, it snatched the cord, it actually cut the cord, and it's broken. Well, guess what? There's no power coming through that cord. But now, when it's realigned, someone's brought it back into alignment and now repaired it or fixed it. Fix it now so power can flow once again through the line. Now we have power, the ability to do whatever it is that God wanted you to do or created you to do or whatever was purposed to be done from the start. Now the ability to get it done has returned. See, sometimes some of our lives we are suffering some things because some things have been out of alignment. Now we have to bring some things back into realignment, and boop, there goes the power. Amen. Now then the lights will come on. Then the ability to do some things. There's some things we used to do with real easy. It was almost effortless how easy it was to happen. But then sometime later on, how time went by, we somehow got out of alignment. Now it's a struggle. But, you know, something that was so easy has become so hard. But we find that when you realign yourself, you come back into the God's divine alignment, now you are placed back into his authority and power to do whatever needs to be done. So there's some of our answers right there. Some things are not working in this season because we need to come back to realignment to whatever it is God's perfect plan is for your life. See, some things we along the way have got us on course. Amen. The scripture says, it's back in 12:1. Let's look at that again. Amen. He says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses. Guess what? We're not alone. God is watching. Matter of fact, there's a people from glory cheering us on. You ever seen people who pass a relay race, who pass the baton? Some of us in our families are ones that people, guys, some former family members have been praying for you for years to be able to catch the baton, and not only catch the baton, but to take it and run with it. Well, others have not taken it and run with it. Now is your time to take it and run. Instead of, see, some of you may have, for instance, you may have wanted to be a lawyer. Well, there's a call of God on your life to where you see yourself at night when you're sleeping, you see yourself preaching. But you want to be a lawyer. You want to do what God, you want to do what you want to do. This is your personal desire you would do. I want to be a lawyer. I want to do this, I want to do that. Well, lo and behold, you keep having this recurring dream that keeps popping up. You see yourself preaching to the masses, preaching to people. You see yourself laying hands on the sick. You see yourself casting out devils, and you wonder, why do I keep having the same dream over and over and over again? Sometimes, you know, God may allow some things that have reoccurred to us or in the dreams, in form of dreams and visions, because there's some things we're not catching. There's some things we need to see. He's trying to show us, give us a hint, this is what you need to be doing. This is what I made you for. This is in you. You need to come forth. But yet, we, in our own desires, we desire to do the thing that we want to do, and we're not coming into alignment, once again, to a true alignment to what God is calling us to do. Glory to God. So you know, we look at the definition again. To be for something to be aligned, it means to arrange things so they form a line or in proper position. Some of us are playing just out of position right now. We're just out of position. We're just not in the place where we need to be. It says, two, to change something so that it agrees or matches with something else. See, we want to do this, but we see ourselves doing this. We want to do that, but we see ourselves doing that. See this thing here, this other thing. In our dream, we constantly see ourselves doing the will of God. But in reality, we're out of alignment. We're doing what we want to do. And sometimes God has to allow some things to happen to get our attention. Because it, once again, it says the third definition says to join a group that is supporting or opposing something. Sometimes, in some seasons, we need to change our company. There's so many ways we can go with this. It's ridiculous. But sometimes, God says, it's time to change company now. That group that you were with was okay for that first stage you were in, but now I'm taking you higher. You need people with more vision, more depth, more desire to accomplish, not only accomplish, but to overcome some things. You see, if you have people who are, it's good to have people who are just humble and just, but there's a time and season, God needs to place you around some people that's a little more ambitious or more vision drawn or driven. Whatever it is, the purpose driven. Whatever it is that God has given to them, they're serious about accomplishing their vision. So, see, some people who are very relaxed to where they are very comfortable with where they are, that could be dangerous for you. See, you may be one who need people around you that have a hunger to accomplish the vision that God has given to them. You may not need to be around people who are very passive. You may not need to be around people who wouldn't push you. when you say I'm ready to give up, they say, okay, you know what, you tried. No. What about someone to get in your face and challenge you? Why are you quitting? You're better than this. Why are you thinking like that? Come up. Go higher. Go deeper. Go stronger. Oh, my God. We need more people who will provoke us to change, will provoke us, go deeper, go beyond ourselves. Sometimes we're so comfortable just in ourselves, we're crippling ourselves or handling or causing ourselves to be limited just because it feels good. We're safe. No one's pushing you. No one's pushing your button. No one's in your face challenging you. Man, you need to come up. You can do better than this. Why are you only praying for 20 minutes a day? You got 2 hours inside of you. Why are you only reading 1, 2, 3 verses of scripture when you got chapters inside of you? Read. Get that word. Yeah, I know this is like a little weird for some people. It's like, you know, why are he talking like that? Because some people need to be like that in your life. Some people need to get in your face and challenge you. Because sometimes we won't do anything if we're just allowed to just exist. And think about it. Some of the greatest athletes, some of the greatest just lawyers, some of the greatest achievers in life were not passive about their life. They were very hungry about some things. And that hunger sustained them through those times of wanting to give up according to the flesh, but they didn't. See, if we don't dig deep and press ourselves to go further than what we've been used to and accustomed to, see, that's why the traditions of man have made the word of God another thing. See, the word of God says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But your mama said, well, son, you did good. At least you tried. No. The word of God says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You don't need a participation award. Forget the participation award. Well, we have no one's a loser. Everyone winners. No, see, that can be a trick of the enemy. Now I understand. Let me come back around because I understand about the concept with some things where you want everyone to feel good for achieving something. Okay, I can get that. I can understand to a point. But at the same time, it's nothing like having a desire to win against all opposition. And this is what happens. If we keep feeding our mind, it's okay just to exist and not really to live passionately, be passionate and live, we will find ourselves missing out on opportunities where God wants to arise and be strong and overcome some awesome things because we are so passive and just existing. Lay aside the weight. Some people, some things are weights in our lives. We need to cut off. Yes, they may have been nice and sweet to you last season. They may have put gas in your car a few times. They may even pay for your lunch. But it's time now to go higher. See, God said, okay, I allowed that crush to be there in that season. But this season, I want to see you operate more faith. I want to see you believe God out of your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone by believing me, trusting me, staying for me, hearing from me, walking with me. I don't want your dependency to be on man. I don't want your dependency to be on Uncle Fred and his money. I want your dependency to be on me. If anyone need to call and have a comment, question, or concern, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 and you will be on. Glory to God. The time has come. Jesus said it. Let's go to that scripture right quick. Amen. Let's go to John chapter 12. He's calling my name. Calling me. Come on, Lord. I'm coming in. John chapter 12. So once again, we're talking about the power of realignment. Talk about the power of realignment. The power of seasons of realignment. Amen. the ability and also the season of realignment. This is important because everything needs to be done in this right season. And this is a season right now that we're in for realignment. In other words, grace has been given to get back into realignment. God has given us that grace, the time and opportunity to come back in realignment of areas that we're out of whack in, areas that we're not on one accord, areas we're not in agreement with God, areas where some things need to be put in order and that we don't have in order. It's now time to come back into a realignment. Yeah, it's time to raise things in its proper position. It's time to put things where it matches God's will. It's time to bring to choose the right people to be connected with in this season that will cause you to go against opposition and not be in agreement with opposition. Amen. Or it will cause you to excel in some areas that you need to fly in. All right, glory to God. Verse 22. Philip said, Philip cometh and tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hours come that the Son of Man should be glorified. It's time now to be put on display. The season is right now. The time is right to be put on display, to be glorified. See, there's a time for everything. There's a season for everything. This was his time now to be let me put it like this. This was not the season and time for Jesus to be the lion. This is now the time for him to be the lamb. I hope that kind of makes it easier. Okay, watch and see how it develops. He says, very, very, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. There's a time to be submissive to God's will. Now, don't get me wrong. We should always submit to God's will, but there's a time to submit fully, completely now with the plan and posture of God. In this season, God may ask you to just yield. Allow him to do what he needs to do and give it up. Just let me do it. This may be the season for you to surrender all and just say, yes, Lord, that thing that I didn't want to do because I know it's going to hurt, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to let you go ahead and do what you got to do, God. I hear you calling. I see the dreams. I see the visions. I know it with my heart that all the evidence is right there for me to say, yes, Lord. God is waiting for your yes. He says, very, very, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat, you're the corn, a wheat to fall in the ground. Submit yourself. Fall in. Into the ground and die. In other words, stop fighting. See, some of us are fighting the process. But God is trying to realign us and put us where we need to be, and so we can do what we have to do. Sometimes we're fighting because in our mind we want this, God saying that. See, you may be comfortable in the last state, but you need to come out of there because you want to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish. See, in this new place, you're going to be challenged. It's not going to be a walk in the park. God is requiring of you. See, sometimes we're afraid to be in the press because God is requiring of us. He's requiring of us to study more. He's requiring you to pray more. He's requiring you to fast more. Turn down the plate. And your flesh saying, I don't want to do that yet. I'm still good right here. I don't want to give more than what I'm giving. But we will miss out on opportunities that God has for us if we do not submit ourselves to his authority. If we don't submit ourselves to his plan, we're going to miss out on the greater things that God wants us to experience, and we'll stay in the mediocre things. We can't experience his super if we can't flow in his natural. He goes on further to say, it fall on the ground and die. in the Bible, die word die has a twofold meaning, because end of life is separation. So here it is, to separate you. In order for you to be separated, to realign you, to put you back in place, to come into divine alignment. See, you could be in okay alignment here, but guys, I want you my divine alignment right now. I need you right here. Submit yourself. Come into that place. Be shifted, realigned. Separate yourself, all right? So he goes on to say, and it abideth alone. In this place, you won't have a crowd. In this place, you won't have everybody pumping up your world. In this place, everyone will tell you you look good, or you look good up there. Matter of fact, in this place, you might have people say, look at you. Who do you think you are? And ready to cast a stone at you. Jesus was in the synagogue and he was preaching the word. They were in the back plotting to kill him. They weren't marveling about his knowledge. They were marveling about how awesome, how much authority he speaks. They were in the back plotting to kill him. But as a lamb sent to the slaughter, you must go. He says,
my God.
But if it die, it will bring forth much fruit. If you don't come into, if you do not separate yourself and come into God's divine alignment, you cannot produce all that God wants you to produce. You cannot do what all God wants you to do. You will not have all that God wants you to have. You will not accomplish all that he wants you to accomplish. You have to come into divine alignment. We have to correct some things. You know, there are some things he may have allowed to happen. Listen, here it is. Here, listen closely. There are some things he allowed to happen in this last season. It's by the grace of God, okay? Let us not get comfortable thinking that we're okay just because certain things didn't take you out right then. God's grace is sufficient. He allowed some things to happen or not happen in this past season. Now, this season, after you come into the place of alignment, now you can't get away with the stuff you did last season. I'm telling you right now. See, you passively went through that stage, but now this one here, you deal with snipers, you deal with all kind of people, all kind of demonic forces that's ready to take you out. So this is why you have to come into alignment, because your alignment is going to be your protection. He that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, remain, stay under the shadow of the Almighty. See, in this place, you can't afford to be hidden and missing in your prayer time. In this place, you cannot afford to be hidden and missing in your studying and reading time. In this place, you will be like Samson. You shake and you whisk not. See, because you thought you had it. You thought you could wiggle your way out of it. You thought you said it once a week and you could get by. But now you're in the midst of the fire, in the burner furnace. Now you find yourself being moved. You find yourself being challenged. This thing is not what you thought it was. Why? You're not in Kansas anymore. What you used to get away with on level 3 or 4, you can't do that at level 5 and 6, or 7 and 8, 9 and 10. Your grace is not there for that. The earliest stage of the grace was there, giving you a chance to come up. But now is the time to come up and walk right. This is the power. The power also comes in because, once again, once you're connected in that place, now you have the authority to operate as well as the grace to function. God's going to cause some things to happen for you that didn't happen so quickly before. It's going to be like you when you make your mind hard to do it and you put your foot forward, things happen quicker. The grace is there for you to prosper. So this is the time. now to shift. This is the time now to come into alignment. This is the time now to come into agreement. This is the time now to set things in the proper order, his proper place. Because if you don't shift now, you're going to miss it later. That's why this season is so important. We have to know the time and season so we know what to do. This is the time, this is the season right now to shift. Make the correction now, make the changes now, do what you got to do now. You cannot afford to wait just for anything. You cannot afford to wait till it's convenient for you. You can't afford to wait till it feels good. You can't afford to wait till it sounds good. You got to move now. Yeah. The time has come. The time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. This season of, listen, this is the season also for you to be put on display. In other words, God, not only God watching you, but other people watching you too. See, last season where he allowed you to be hidden in some areas, he allowed you your mess to be covered. Glory to God. He allowed some of your mess to be covered. He allowed you to make some mistakes and he not take your head for it. You know, some things happen that shouldn't have probably happened, but by his grace, God brought you out. Don't try this season. This is a different season, a different time. Know this. This is the time to come right, to align yourself, to do what he wants you to do. This is not the time to give the flesh room to fail. This is not the time to let the flesh get the best of you. Amen. All right, come on, let's go further. All right. The next verse, he goes on to say, it bring forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. Stop loving the comfort of your life. Stop loving your life so much to where you're going to miss out on what God wants to do. See, when we stop loving ourselves or loving where we are so much that we don't want to change, there's a difference between comfortable and being content. Comfortable saying, look, I'm good right here. I ain't got to move no more. I'm a straight guy. But being content, say, okay, I know I'm here at the moment, but I can't get comfortable here because I know I'm still shifting. God's still moving. It's not over yet. So some of us have gotten comfortable till we're about to lose our life. He that hid his life in this world shall keep it to eternal life. Some of us hate our life right where we are right now. We hate some things where it's not. Look, in other words, you know you can be doing better. You know you can perform with everything you're doing. No more excuses. You feel within yourself, look, I made so much excuses, man. It's time to go forward. No more. See, we, once again, we can be our greatest worst enemy. Our greatest enemy. Everything begins with a choice. When we choose and make that decision, there's nothing impossible to us, to them that believe. Does anyone need to call in? The number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the Q box. Amen. So what God is waiting to do, he's ready to show himself strong in you, through you, by you, with you. He's ready. He's waiting on us. So embrace this season. Embrace this alignment, this realignment, and come into that place this season where he wants you to be. See, you may feel it's going to cost you what you have temporarily embraced to or embraced with, which, okay, your temporary thrill right now may seem like the best thing in the world. But he needs you to cut that loose, let it go. Stop what you're doing. Because why? Because where you're about to go is greater. Don't let a temporary moment cost you a permanent life. Don't let a temporary moment cost you a permanent life. Don't let a temporary moment cost you a permanent life. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Not worth it. It is not worth it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Not worth it. Okay, as we go a little further, hang in there. Hold on. We're almost there. He says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. If any man going to serve, if any man going to be persistent, if any man is going to be in full alignment, if you're going to be on his side, let him follow me. Let him imitate me. Do what I am doing. And where I am, where I walk in authority and power, where I walk in the blessing, where I walk in place with my Father, he said, there you should be also. So he said, when God has blessed him, he's also ready to bless you. We just have to make the decision. If any man serve me, him, my Father will honor. The same honor my Father gives to me, you will get the same honor too. God will fight on your behalf. God will stand on your behalf. He'll cause something to happen on your behalf. So don't blow it. This is the time, the alignment. Come into alignment. Come on, forsake that old and grab hold of the new. Glory to God. He's ready to perform his word. He's ready to perform his deeds. He's ready to perform right now. If there any, this I am where I am, there shall also be my servant. If any man serve me, him my Father will honor. How is my soul troubled? And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Jesus came here to die. Even though his flesh didn't want to go through that process, but he still came for this hour. Sometimes we don't want to deny the flesh. Sometimes we don't want to go through the challenges. Listen, in order for you to be important, sometimes God's going to allow some things to happen. He's going to allow them to mock your name. He's going to allow them to talk about you. But when God raises you up, there's no man going to put you down. That's why he needs our cooperation to follow him, take him. Okay? Let's go back. Hebrews 12. It says, verse 2 says, well, let me go back to the middle of 1. Let us lay aside every weight. So whatever that's stopping you to give yourself completely to God, whatever stopping you or slowing you down and running this race like you ought to, whatever stopping you, whatever's gotten in your mind, your heart, to cause you to be hindered in this area, whatever it is, and the sin, the missing, wherever you've been missing the market, even that, the sin that so easily besets you. He said, he didn't say struggle or hard. He said so easily besets you. In other words, there's areas in our life that's not even a competition for the enemy, because we have made ourselves so susceptible to these things or whatever it could be. We're so vulnerable to in those areas to where we have allowed it to become a crutch for us, to where the enemy can take us out. All right. He goes on a little further. He says, which so easy to say, let us run with patience. Throw your hands up and say, Lord, I need a little more patience. I need some patience. Amen. Sometimes we need some more patience. Guess what? For ourselves. Not even so much for other people, but we need some patience for ourselves. He goes on to say, patience, the race that is set before us, so we can run this race that's set before us. In other words, your journey that you're going to take is going to require patience. You got to remember this. We all have come from different walks of life. We all have come through some things more than other people have. But it's going to take that kind of tenacity. It's going to take that kind of desire to want God's will to get his will done in your life. Glory to God. Verse 2 says, looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. In other words, he began it, and he's sure enough will end it. That's why it makes no sense to go to everyone else, then try Christ. We need to go to him first because he is the one who made us. Okay? The author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. Amen. The joy that was set before him. He had to look beyond the cross. Who for the joy set before him endured the cross in order for him to get to a place of rejoicing for you and me. He had to endure that cross. He had to endure it. Okay. He endured the cross, despising the shame. You know, I'm pretty sure it could have been shameful. Could have been shameful, all that he went through. Amen. He says, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. See, we can't get proper, we can't want something, but then not willing to give up something to get it. We want God to use us, bless us, to be able to sit by him and do some other awesome, mighty things, but we ourselves cannot be trusted. God has to be able to trust you in order for him to be able to do that. So, amen. So he goes on to say, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your minds. See, we have to endure some things to be able to stand some things. We have to go through some things sometimes in order for us to really appreciate what God wants us to be. And it doesn't have to be something so major, but just simple things that make that kind of a difference. So I encourage you tonight. Allow God to deal with you. Let him minister to you. Let him deal with your heart tonight. Don't run away or don't block him. Allow the power of alignment, the power and the season of your alignment. Allow the authority and the power to be in operation, and also embrace your season, which is now, of divine alignment. We need his aligning in order for us to properly execute his word. We do. We need proper alignment in order for him to, in order for them to really get all they need to get. We have to do that. So glory to God. I challenge each and every one of you to allow God to bring you back into alignment. Take some time right now. There's some things that you need to confess. Lord, forgive me. I did this and this and whatever you need to do. One-on-one, glory to God. Do what you got to do. Let God have his way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Let him have his way. Thank you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for his presence tonight, for dealing with you, dealing with me, dealing with us, pertaining to this area of alignment. We can, apart from him, he's John chapter 15, verse 7, apart from him, we can do nothing. In other words, without God, we can't have the success that we need to have. No way. So, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to bring forth to your people, your great people. I thank you for touching their hearts right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for the manifestation of your presence, your glory, and your power to come forth in Jesus' name. And Lord God, if there's anyone, once again, who desire to speak, does have a prayer request or have anything, the number is 347-945-5416. Press 1 to speak. Amen. Press 1 to speak. Glory to God. So, Lord, I thank you for covering each and every one that's on the line. Tonight, we thank you for your blessings to rest upon them. They will be blessed in going out, even as well as coming in. Lord, thank you for shielding them at all times in Jesus' name. Thank you for the manifestation of change now. In Jesus' my name, we pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. If there's anyone who does not know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, We want to give you the opportunity to be saved. Now follow us in this prayer. Father, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I need to be saved. I desire to be saved. I want to be saved. Heal me, restore me, build me up, that I shall walk in the victory and your glory that you have in my life. Thank you, Lord God. I think it's all my heart to receive. Thank you for me receiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. There's anyone that's out there who need to come into alignment, divine alignment with the will of God and be healed and healthy whole, we challenge you tonight to open your hearts and let God come in. Glory to God. So, Father, you to repeat after me of those who are there, like in this condition. Father, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for going my own way. Bring me back into alignment, your divine alignment. I choose your will, not my own. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory to God. Amen. So once again, be encouraged tonight. And know that the Lord has graced you in this season, this time, to be redeemed. Amen. He's setting us apart to be able to do some great things. But greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Until you allow the greater to come within you, I can't do the greater that's within me. But if we all can do it at the same time, there's hope for God to do the impossible. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. Thanks again. Join us back here next week on Blog Talk. Love you all. Kingdom blessings. Good night.
Whenever you go to the country, you're always gonna hear songs like this. Listen. Jesus will fix. You remember that? For you. Yeah. Oh, he knows. He knows just what. If you don't remember nothing else, remember I told you when it you break, you got to let him have.